Okay, so my name's Tim and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London.
Yeah.
It's the 12th of October, 2009, and the time's 9:10 at night. Can you tell me, please, your name, your age and where you come from?
My name is Hayley MacDonald, I'm 26 and I come from Newcastle upon Tyne.
Okay, thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
Probably a couple of months before it was actually going to happen, and then we were in London a few days after it started the project actually started. So I saw the footage of the first day or so, and the fella that got up there who wasn't supposed to be there. And then in July we were down in London for an exam that I had to do, and we found it really, really calming to come and sit here and just watch the people up on the plinth. So as soon as we got back, we both applied for it, and then I heard that I'd gotten through.
And how did you feel when you received that notification?
I'd just gotten to work and put my email on, and I was like, thought that it was a joke initially, and then there was just lots of screeching going on and lots of phone calls and lots of panicking to try and find cover at work, and lots of panicked, oh my god, what am I going to do when I'm up there, what am I going to do? So yeah, it was panic, I think, mainly, but extreme excitement.
And what have you decided you're going to do for the hour?
I'm promoting a charity called Malaria No More, and I'm going to give out little boxes, goodie bags and sweets and things like that so that people won't throw eggs at me, hopefully. Yeah, and just try and get a bit of publicity for the charity. Yeah.
And why Malaria No More? What's that?
Well, I'm a pharmacist, so I deal with people's queries about anti-malarials if they're going on holiday and things, but Malaria No More are trying to eradicate malaria deaths by 2015. That's their aim, and the way that the first step in them doing that is providing bed nets, which are only £5 and can save two lives. So that's what they say on the website. So it's just something that kind of grabbed me. I heard an interview with a lady called Jo Yearall, whose son, Harry Yearall, had gone on a gap year in Ghana, and instead of taking his anti-malarials, he actually gave them to the children who were ill and saved their lives, but then subsequently died of malaria. And his story really, really grabbed me as being so selfless in this day and age. And I looked into the charity a little bit more at the time, and then as soon as I knew that I was doing this, my idea was to get in touch with them, promote them.
Cool. So what impact would you like your hour to have?
I'd just like to raise the issue of, you know, malaria, because I think it's something that seems very far away from us in the UK, but it's something that's entirely preventable and treatable, and it's just a little bit of a lot of effort, but a little bit of effort on individuals' parts should be able to make a difference. So hopefully it'll just bring it to the forefront of people's minds, and also I'm giving people sweets and there's little messages in there as well, so hopefully things just to make people smile when they're on their way home from the pub or whatever, hopefully.
Brilliant. How did you get into your line of work?
I just always knew that I was going to be a pharmacist. I've always had that, apart from I did want to be an archaeologist when I was really little, but I thought that by the time I'd grown up everything would have been dug up already and there wouldn't have been anything left for me to do. So from there I somehow got onto pharmacy. I'm not sure how that works. But yeah, that's been my aim sort of all the way through school, university, work. so I'm a pharmacist through and through.
And what were the best bits and the worst bits of the job?
Goodness. The worst bits are sometimes when you have people who just really don't want to listen to you in the slightest, and you're trying to give them advice, and you know that what you're giving them is like good advice, and they're just not interested. And they think they know better than you. But the best bit is, you know, when you help people and they're appreciative and they say thank you and just little things. When you feel like you've, you know, you've stopped a dangerous interaction happening, you've potentially saved a life, then it's really good. Yeah.
What else do you get up to in your spare time?
Goodness. At the minute I'm really into film. And go to our local independent cinema quite a lot, which we love. And apart from that, just love music, sitting around, watching the telly. Don't know what.
What would you say?
It's really boring. Going out with my friends, having a few drinks, usual stuff, really. Oh, and I bake cakes as well. I love baking. That's my major thing at the minute. That I'm a domestic goddess. I just love baking cupcakes for everyone. Yeah.
What would you say are the most important things then to you at the moment in your life?
Cake. And my lovely husband, and the charity Malaria No More, and pharmacy is, without sounding like a total pharmacy nerd, I do quite love saying that, like, I feel quite proud to say I'm a pharmacist. Yeah.
And tell us about you and your husband. How did you meet your husband?
Through ice hockey. We both used to go and watch Newcastle ice hockey, Cobras at the time. Yeah, so we met through that. That's it, really.
And what was it about ice hockey then that particularly grabbed you?
My dad used to go. I went to one game just kind of to get out of the house and just initially loved it, really, really loved it. I don't go that often anymore to sort of British ice hockey because I've seen Canadian ice hockey and that's a completely different kettle of fish. Like, it's so much better. And then you come back to Britain and it's not as good. And also I kind of, with university and things, too much work, so I kind of got out of it. But yeah, it's just something about the game, just love it. Yeah.
Great. So what's it like then, but how's it been being one of 2,400 people that were involved in the piece?
Really amazing. Today has been a nightmare because I woke up just feeling ill and terrified and sick. And then they're sitting around in a house waiting to go and get the train. Once I've actually been on the train, I feel better, and now that I'm here, I feel a lot better. But yeah, it's been fabulous. And as soon as I've told everyone, a lot of people haven't heard about it, but as soon as you tell them, they're like, oh, I wish I could do that. That's so amazing. So yeah, it's been, sometimes I'm really, really, really terrified about it. Other times I just think, yeah, this is sort of a work of art and I'm part of it, and I like that.
So how has the preparation been, and how are you feeling just before you go up as well? Here we are, 35 minutes before you go off on the plane.
I feel okay now. I feel a lot better seeing the lady that was coming off there, and the fella that was going on before me. I feel a lot better now. Preparation-wise, it's been trying to decide what on earth I was going to do and what was practical to do, because I would have loved to have just given cupcakes out to everyone, but obviously couldn't bake them all and carry them all down to London. So it's been trying to think of something that's practical and something that is relating to me and the charity and Great Britain as well. I'm not sure if I've done all them things, but yeah, I'm giving sweets out, so that should make people happy.
And what about the place, Trafalgar Square in central London? Like, what does that mean? What are your comments on the space?
I love cities anyway. I'm not the kind of person that, like, you know, would much rather see mountains and hills and lakes and things. I just love being in cities. Like, cities to me are really calming places. And I think I've been to London a few times, but last time I was coming here to do a 7-hour exam, which is part of re-registering as a pharmacist in Canada, which I'm wanting to do in a few years. So I was here for, yeah, this really horrible, nasty 7-hour exam. And it was just really nice the night before to come here and sit and watch the people go by and watch the people on the plinth. And it just feels like a really, really calm place to me. Even though it's really busy and there's lots of people around, lots of noise, it feels calm.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think I just like, I like to know that there's people around me, and I love people watching, and I just love being like city noise and sirens and cars and things like that, which is probably strange because most people would prefer peace and quiet. But I like city noise.
And you mentioned Canada as well. Can you expand that? Yeah. What was the Canada story?
Well, we're not sure. I mean, neither me nor my husband thought that we would ever want to go and live anywhere else in the world. We were always, I mean, he is actually originally from the Liverpool area, but came up to Newcastle at university, and I've always lived in Newcastle. I've never ever thought that I would live anywhere away from it, but we went on holiday to Canada for the hockey mainly, and both of us realised that it totally felt like home. So from then on, it's been sort of a very long process of deciding that we're going to go and live over there. But it's not just a case of sort of getting a job and going over, because as pharmacists you have to then re-register, which is quite difficult, so it's taken a lot of work. When I've passed the first exams, I have another round next year. But that's just something, the place just totally grabbed us, and we just totally felt it feels like home, even though here does as well. But yeah, it's strange.
So can you explore what's it like, kind of, you know, emotionally thinking, planning to up and move and change cultures and change places?
It's made me appreciate Britain and Newcastle a lot more. Like, I'll just walk around Newcastle city centre and think, I know this place, and I know the ins and outs of how to get from one place to the other. And for years from now, I'll come back and I'll still know this place. And I've been thinking about that quite a lot. And also then the idea of moving to somewhere new where you don't know where everything is, and you don't know, like, oh, well, I could just nip down this little lane and I'll get there. Like, it's a very strange concept. So I just don't think about it that much, really. I think, like, the adjusting to a new place, and I think about my big Canadian house that I'll have, and my pet bear that I'll have outside, and my pet moose. So it's strange, but I mean, it would be very, very, very hard for me to leave my parents here and everything. Obviously, Ian moved up to Newcastle from near Liverpool, so he's kind of used to that anyway. I've always lived, like, just down the road from my parents, which would be really, really weird to leave them. But they love Canada as well, strangely enough. So I suspect in a few years after we're there, they'll come and move next door and we'll never get rid of them.
What other hopes and fears do you have for the future?
Well, I do hope that the Canada thing happens, definitely. There's a little bit of me thinking it would be easier just to not do it. But then I don't want to be an old lady sat in my rocking chair thinking, oh, I wish we'd tried it at least. So the main fear is whether or not that works out at the minute. Neither of us want kids or anything like that. We just want to enjoy our lives and be British and Canadian all at the same time. Yeah.
And going back to the plinth then, what do you expect to take away from the experience yourself?
I think it's a confidence thing, that I'm not usually the person that wants everyone to look at them, so that'll be a really strange thing. And it's just the fact that it's something that I've been really, really frightened of, but I've done it. And I'll know that I've done it. Hopefully it'll never happen again. It'll never happen that, you know, I'll be here on a Monday night, 10 to 11 on the 12th of October. So it's something that's my little experience that then I can bore everyone about in the future.
So is there anything else you'd like to say about you or about what you're doing or about the project as a whole?
Well, just to promote Malaria No More a little bit as well. So if anybody would like to donate £5 to them for malaria bed net, for a mosquito bed net, www.malarianomore.org.uk. And they seem like a really, really, really great cause. So if anybody's interested, just for them to have a look at their website and see if there's anything they can do for them. And as to the plinth, I think it's supposed to be sort of a cross-section of British society, isn't it? And I think it's doing that, and that lots of people are supporting charities, which means that we're fairly giving, and we've also had a lot of very eccentric things happening up there, which I think seems about right for Great Britain, and I think we should all celebrate it.
Thank you very much.
No problem.